Well, now to California, where lawmakers have passed new restrictions on the use of the state's groundwater. California is the last Western state to regulate the use of public groundwater, which many farmers and municipalities are turning to as the drought continues. In fact, in a typical year, a third of the water supply in California is from groundwater, but during this drought, it has been almost twice that much. Joining us now is Thomas Harder, a professor and groundwater specialist in the Department of Land, Air, and Water Resources at the University of California, Davis. Professor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And when we say groundwater, what exactly are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about water that's in the subsurface. We're talking about the water that fills the pore spaces between the sediments and the rocks that make up our subsurface. It's much like the water that you pour in your flower pot. It disappears in the flower pot, but it doesn't disappear. It's in these little spaces between the particles that fill the flower pot.
And does it alarm you that 60 to 65% of the state's water use right now is coming from groundwater?
Yes, it's definitely a significant concern because it's not a rate at which we can continue to use that resource. It would not be sustainable in the long run.
Why? Why is it so much worse to use all the groundwater rather than using water that is in reservoirs above ground?
Groundwater is our long-term water insurance, and we have had the fortune to inherit essentially a large bank of groundwater as we all moved and came into California. And that bank at that rate is drawn down, that savings account is drawn down. We want to make sure that in the long term we have that resource available and continue to have it available as a drought insurance, so to speak. And for that to happen, we will have to make changes in the way we manage that resource in the longer term.
How do we know how much groundwater is left?
That is an excellent question. So the amount of groundwater that is there, we can measure that in a number of different ways. One is we can look at the geology, and we look at geology typically by looking at borehole logs, and those are records and descriptions of what drillers find when they drill a borehole, whether it is for a water supply well, whether it's for an irrigation well, or whether it is for an oil well. These borehole logs provide very important information to geologists and engineers about the makeup of the subsurface. And from the makeup of the subsurface, we can deduce the where we have groundwater, what the likely quality is of that groundwater, and how much groundwater there may be. There's also measurements then, of course, that both the state do and local agencies do of water levels, that is the depth to the groundwater, to the top of the groundwater. And we can measure how fast and how much that changes from year to year. And those measurements, combined with the knowledge of the size of the aquifer system, given us an idea of how much water is there. And then we combine that with measurements like we would do on managing a bank account. We combine that with measurements of all the ins and outs into that account to understand both the potential for recharging groundwater and also where that recharge happens and perhaps enhancing that recharge, as well as understanding where the groundwater eventually goes, how much of it may go back to rivers and how much of it is pumped out for agricultural users and urban users.
Who are the primary users of the groundwater?
So groundwater is used by both urban areas and by agriculture. About 80% of the groundwater use goes to agriculture and about 20% goes to urban areas in California.
Which is about the same as the use of other reservoirs.
Right, exactly. So in overall, of the water that we use in urban and agricultural areas, the split is about 80% for agriculture and 20% for urban areas, and that goes for both surface water and groundwater.
Is it possible there are large groundwater reservoirs that we don't know about that if we were to drill more, we would find?
No, that's not really possible. It's not like oil reservoirs that are fairly deep and very difficult to assess. We know from the basic geology of California where our bigger groundwater reservoirs are. And we know all of those. There are no hidden resources that we're waiting for to find or that we need new tools, science tools, for to figure out where they may be. That's not there.
Well, and we read also that as this groundwater is being depleted, earthquakes become more of a possibility.
Earthquakes may become more of a possibility. Water has a lot of gravity, holds up a lot of these sediments, and as we deplete groundwater, the lack of that weight, scientists have found out that it may at least trigger some smaller earthquakes.
it sounds like one of the big problems with groundwater and trying to get people not to use all of it is it's out of sight, out of mind. You can't see it.
It's out of sight, out of mind, and everybody uses it. It's managing a resource that's out in the dark. So the tragedy of the commons is we have this large resource that's affected by everybody, and then individuals make decisions that have repercussions for other people, possibly somewhere up down in the future generations. The best way I think we can address this is by making information about that resource more available and letting people know what happens to the resource and where water comes in and how much water comes out, and involving the public in the decision-making process on how we want to manage this resource.
Thomas Harder is a professor and groundwater specialist in the Department of Land, Air, and Water Resources at UC Davis. Thomas Harder, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And again, California lawmakers have passed new restrictions on the use of the state's groundwater. But let us know what you think should be done with groundwater. Should there be tougher restrictions on its use? Hereandnow.org.